WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Eventually, man took a wild ride in his pickup last night in an attempt to stop the person who stole it. College Station police arrested 19-year-old Kenneth McKinney Jr. of Bryan, who's accused of taking the truck from the parking lot of the CVS store at Texas and Southwest Parkway. The owner, who had left the pickup running, told officers he jumped in the bed and called 911 as McKinney drove away. Patrol vehicles caught up about 2 miles later at Texas and Walton. The pursuit went into Bryan, where the victim jumped out near St. Joseph's at 29th and Broadmoor. The chase ended when McKinney pulled into the auto zone on Texas and Bryan. The victim was treated and released at St. Joseph's for non-life-threatening injuries. It was a year ago this week the city of College Station announced a Houston developer would be buying property in Northgate that included the original City Hall. A month since the sale closed, the new owner was still trying to remove the operators of Cafe Excel. The restaurant owners have appealed a Justice of the Peace eviction order from earlier this month and want a jury to decide if they're entitled to stay. The First County Court at Law hearing in the appeal has been scheduled for 2 weeks from today. The lawyer representing Asset Plus Realty says Cafe Excel has occupied the building and off-street parking rent-free since January 15th. The restaurant owners say they paid rent last month, and the city paid rent last month to the city through the end of February. The city has issued a refund for the portion after the end of the lease. Local funding for a World War II exhibit was completed last night by the College Station City Council. That was among a series of budget amendments unanimously approved by the council, which is online at WTAW.com. The $225,000 contribution towards building the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War display comes from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund. The chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin, says they're seeing a migration of tourists towards war and veterans memorials.
And there's such a good segue and tie-in to the university and the history that we have there. So the initial phase one, it's an investment in a much bigger piece, and I think the true impact will be in phase two when it returns here in 2016.
Another budget amendment by the council takes $157,000 from the hotel tax fund to improve entrances and berms at Veterans Park. Blinn's College Board of Trustees held a special meeting in Bryan yesterday. More than $2 million of improvements were approved on the Bryan campus to create more space for students in the short term. Consultant Jack Joyce says students can be seen everywhere sitting in hallways.
Every classroom building, every floor, wherever there were classrooms, there were students sitting on the floor. Honestly, folks, we've never seen that.
The large meeting room in the Student Center will become a study area with more food service options. 10 rooms throughout the Bryan campus will be converted into classrooms, moving offices and other functions into portable buildings. A large classroom in the College Park Center building will be split in half, and computer software will be purchased, along with hiring a full-time person to manage classroom scheduling to further maximize usage. The union representing pilots working at American Eagle have rejected a contract offer without sending it to its members for a vote. A spokesman for American Airlines says there will be no impact on service by the regional carrier at Easterwood Airport or anyone else. A statement to employees from Eagle's president says American will contract with other carriers to fly new and larger regional jets. That will result in downsizing Eagle's fleet and workforce. No timetable was given when these actions will take place. Online at WTAW.com are statements from the Eagle's president and pilots union. Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity already built 22 homes last year, and Director of Communications Ryan Pierce predicts that many again will be built this year. This Saturday, families who want to apply for a home can hear more about how the program works.
This is the way to get started in the Habitat process. You want to attend this informational meeting first to see if you qualify, to see if it's something that might benefit you and your family. And from there, you'll learn how to apply and what the entire process entails. You don't need to bring anything to this meeting, just yourself.
Meetings will be held in English at 9 and 10 a.m. and Spanish at 11 in the Habitat Education Building at 119 Lake Street off South College in Bryan. Volunteer information can be found at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979 77 678-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Brazos County taxpayers pay for additional part-time judges to assist the district courts. The purpose is to enable the elected judges to try more jury trials. Judge Smith uses the additional criminal law judge twice as much as the other district judges and tries 40% fewer jury trials.
I am Michelle Esparza. I'm qualified and committed to serving the people as a full-time judge. Brazos County taxpayers deserve a full-time judge in the 361st District Court again. Please vote for me on March 4th in the Republican primary.
Political ad paid for by and authorized by the Michelle Esparza campaign.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure, it's certainly going to lead to lots and lots of sunshine across the area today, and it's certainly going to lead to mild temperatures. It'll be breezy. Highs are going to approach 70 degrees. Clear tonight with overnight lows of 40 to 45. We're sunny and pleasant tomorrow as well, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunday starts with sunshine, but clouds move in during the day. Highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports coming up in a little bit. If you went to the basketball game last night for the ladies, you got some free basketball. Took them overtime, but they got the victory. The Bryan Vikings are squared off against their bi-district tiebreaker tonight, and that will be against Lufkin. Plus, we've got a little dust-up, sort of, between Nick Saban, Brett Bielema, or Bielema, depending on who you talk to, and Coach Sumlin, because they're at the NCAA committee saying, we play too fast. All that and more coming up in sports.
Two of them are saying we play too fast.
Yeah. Well, there's apparently four coaches. Yeah, those two were the representatives.
Yeah, but the third coach, which would be Kevin Sumlin's, going, you want fast? I'll give you fast.
Bring it.
Yeah, that's
what
we'll
actually,
talk about
that. What it amounts to is Coach Sumlin's going, no.
Yeah, well, they got to talk. So, even if he buys his wife a dozen roses for Valentine's Day, the Chinese curler, that's probably reason enough to stop right there. didn't even know that China had a curling team,
oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. China and Japan.
Yeah. Oh, well, more than that. Chinese curler Zhou Brown would be the last or least romantic guy at the Olympics. Mr. Brown, who is a member of China's men's curling team, and his wife of 9 months named Kim Ji-soon, who is the captain of the South Korean women's team. Okay? Now, today is their first Valentine's as a married couple, of course, and Mr. Brown will be openly rooting against his wife. Yes, instead cheering for the Chinese women against her South Korean team. Both teams entered the Sochi Olympics with a 2-2 record. See that? You know, is she gonna let the rock go or the stone go, and then look up at him to see what he's doing? You know how he's
probably
responding
not
to that. You know, I'm just saying. But what kind of a discussion do you have after that's over? Because obviously they've discussed it enough right now, and some alert. I was about to say an alert Chinese member of the media, but that's probably doesn't exist.
Well, they may be alert. They just can't be.
Yeah. Asking that question.
Yeah.
Seeing how that goes.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Beishan.
Not sure that, I don't know that the Chinese celebrate Valentine's Day, though. You know? I guess it's better than if it was the North Korean women's team.
Very true.
Because they certainly wouldn't know what Valentine's Day is.
That or if they did something wrong, they get killed.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. At Home magazine is featured at the 2014 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
There you go, 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is the 14th of February. You probably already know that.
If you don't,
If you're driving over to Walmart this morning, good morning to you.
Singles Awareness Day.
I was at a grocery-torium last night about a little bit before 6. And I mean, it was crazy time there.
Oh, I'm right? sure.
Just it was crazy time. And just guys in there, you know, going, "Ah, they got crap for cards." Well, of course, it's the 13th. What do you want?
I wonder if they get like a reship today.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, get them out there, and you know what? Here are the ones that are left, or the ones that are obscenely big. You know, the 1 foot by 2.5 foot Valentine's cards. And of course, guys being stupid think
She'll
that makes
this.
Up for it. Sure, exactly.
This means I love her more.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Yeah, big means late. And then big means late unless it's for flowers. Because then I saw this, like, then again, this is a grocery-torium, so I understand that. But, I mean, this was a little thing that you would hold in your hand that had maybe 8 blooms in it for $15. Now, see, 2 weeks ago you could have gotten that for 4.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's $15 because today's Valentine's Day. All right, now we've beaten you about the hand and face about that. 320 days to go. It's this moon. This is a pretty cool looking moon out.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Intense.
This is the snow moon. The Indians also call it the storm moon, and it's pretty neat out there. And the thing is, you could see it last night just about as well as you could. You know, saw it rising yesterday, and mm-hmm. then of course you can see it this morning as it's setting. It's pretty nice out there. Okay, and that's it. Okay, oh, it's Ferris wheel day, too, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Because George Ferris did his wheel thing. All right, and we got birthdays.
Freddie Highmore is 22. He was the little kid in the newest Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie. Drew Bledsoe, 42 years old. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 is 42. A very funny man. Simon Pegg is 44. Jim Kelly is 54. Teller from Penn End.
Oh, yeah.
Who's also very funny without saying a word.
He is.
66. Pat O'Brien, also 66.
He's funny.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Carl Bernstein is 70 of Woodward and. Uh-huh. Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, my.
72. Mm-hmm. And Florence Henderson. Carol Brady.
Oh, my.
80 years old.
Yeah. Hugh Downs, he's still alive.
No kidding.
He is. He's 93.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah. All right. On Saturday, it's Singles Awareness Day also. It's Hippo Day. It's Susan B. Anthony Day. It's National Gumdrop Day.
Celebrate by giving me a dollar.
Why?
Susan B. Anthony.
Oh, I see. Okay. And it's also, you know, the Sprint Unlimited at Daytona World Speedway. Chinese New Year Parade is going on in San Francisco if you're going to be there. Probably not. All right, birthdays.
Zachary Gordon is 16 years old. He's the star of the Diary of the Wimpy Kid movies. Mm-hmm. Amber Riley is 28 from Glee. Yamir Yager, 42 years old. Still playing hockey at 42 and can light it up.
Wow.
Alex Borstin is 43 from The Family Guy. She's Lois. Christopher McDonald is 59. Shooter McGavin. The genius that is Matt Groening is 60 years old. Simpsons, Futurama.
Rich.
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah.
And Jane Seymour, 63 years old on Saturday.
Okay, Sunday, it's Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Expect to get what you know, would. National Almond Day. And, of course, wow, I mean, I'm so pumped because the NBA All-Star Game is on in New Orleans. On Sunday. That ought to be.
You don't care.
You're right, I don't. Okay, birthday.
Elizabeth Olsen, the younger sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley, is 25. Jerome Bettis, the bus. From the Pittsburgh Steelers is 42. Christopher Eccleston is 50, one of the Doctor Who's. Andy Taylor's 53 from Duran Duran. John McEnroe, 55. Lisa Loring is 56. She was the original Wednesday from the Addams Family.
Oh.
Ice-T is 56. LeVar Burton is 57.
Oh, my. Kunta Kinte.
And
other stuff.
Jordy LaForge.
Oh, yeah, he wore that hair strap thing across his eyes.
The Reading Rainbow guy.
That too, yeah. A lot of stuff.
He's 57, and William Catt is 63 from The Greatest American Hero.
All right, there you go. All right, 620.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So in the latest round of negotiations, Republicans caved yet again on the debt ceiling without demanding any spending cuts, no tax reform. Republicans then and aided the Democrats in kicking the can down the road, which now is happening with regularity. When the Boehner-led House passed its first debt ceiling increase in August of 2011, the total debt of the federal government was only $14.6 trillion. I say only because as of this past week, the total debt was $17.3 trillion. So far, under Speaker Boehner, the national debt has been increasing at a rate of $1 trillion per year. Now, that works out to be an average of approximately $9,315 in new federal debt per year for each of the approximately 115 million American households. Every time Congress borrows money, they're robbing our kids.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Republican Judge Steve Smith has served our community well as judge of the 361st District Court. During his time on the bench, the court has disposed of over 33,000 cases, which is more than any other Brazos County District Court. Judge Smith also is recognized by his peers, having served in positions of state and national judicial leadership and as a judicial educator. But Judge Smith serves our community in many other ways. He's been actively involved as a board member or chair of many community organizations, including the Noon Optimist Club, the Arts Council, the March of Dimes, MSC Opus, and the Brazos Valley Symphony. Judge Smith also was a co-founder of our local Crime Stoppers organization. Republican Steve Smith, conservative, experienced, proven. Vote Judge Steve Smith on March 4th or during early voting.
This is Judge Steve Smith. It's been an honor and privilege to serve as your judge, and I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary.
Judge Steve Smith's campaign has paid for this ad in voluntary compliance with the limits of the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Wall Street reacts to a big merger. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. We watched shares of Comcast and Time Warner following the announcement that the former would be acquiring the latter. Although the deal does need to clear some regulatory hurdles, shares of Time Warner Cable jumped 7% yesterday, but shares of Comcast fell 4%. The rest of the market was higher, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 63 points to close at 16,027. The NASDAQ gained 39, the S&P 500 up 10. Brookstone is in financial trouble. The specialty realtor known for selling consumer gadgets may have to file for bankruptcy soon. Disappointing sales and a hefty debt load are causing the firm to talk to others about investing in it or even buying it outright. And Valentine's Day can be pricey as you shop for your ever-loving, but a few chains are offering freebies today. At Starbucks, it's buy one, get one free for lattes purchased between 2 and 5 p.m. Same deal if you head to Krispy Kreme, buy one, get one free for a dozen donuts. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our new industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our new complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through February 28th can you also take advantage of a 2-month payment credit on many models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
How do you know which Republican candidate for lieutenant governor is toughest on illegal immigration? He's the one Obama's favorite Texas liberal, Julian Castro, publicly attacked, Senator Dan Patrick. Julian Castro and Barack Obama know Dan Patrick is the most conservative candidate for lieutenant governor, who will actually secure our border and eliminate the taxpayer-funded benefits that attract illegal immigrants to come here.
I'm Dan Patrick. Illegal immigration is Washington's responsibility, but it's our problem. Drug cartels, human trafficking, 6,000 illegals apprehended in just 1 week alone this past September, while thousands more get through and others are left to die. San Antonio Mayor Castro attacking me personally tells the whole story. Castro and his pal Obama know I'll do what Washington and our current lieutenant governor won't do. I'll secure the border and end taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants. No in-state tuition, no driver's license, and no free health care.
Dan Patrick for lieutenant governor. Paid political ad. Texans for Dan Patrick. For more information, visit danpatrick.org.
Good morning. It's 627. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Listen to this. The high Monday is going to be near 80. Yeah, I know. Today's going to be pretty nice, though. 73 for a high, and winds out of the south, maybe gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight around 42. Then the 67 tomorrow. That should be pretty nice with winds out of the east. And then we're looking at 75 on Sunday. As I say, 79 on Monday, and then 75 on Tuesday. And actually, if we kind of peek ahead toward Wednesday, we're looking again at the high temperature in the upper 70s. And so pretty nice temps. Same thing for Thursday. I don't know if it's broken or not. I don't know if winter's broken, but still. Right now, the chill factor is 40. That's a heck of a lot better than we've been enjoying, and our air temperature is 44 degrees. Did you wake up tired this morning? Did you wake up tired like before you went to bed? Could be your mattress. Way for you to find out exactly what your sleep could be like on a Sleep Number bed. That's to go into the Sleep Number store, which is located on Texas Avenue across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. They have the exclusive dual air technology that allows you to adjust that bed so that it can support you and align you just the way you want to be able to sleep. But there can be a setting on the other side for your partner that's completely different. And we've told you before, big percentage, about 90% of couples don't agree on what that mattress should be exactly like, so you can both have that. Each side is adjustable to make the perfect sleep. And you can hurry in now because the final days of the Ultimate Sleep event are going on. It's the biggest closeout event that happens during the year at the Sleep Number store, with savings up to 50% on the Innovation Series limited edition beds. So stop in. Number one, take advantage of that. But probably actually the number one would be find out what your sleep number is. My number is 80. Yeah, it's 65 right now. Again, I move it back and forth, and that's one of the nice things to have, too. It's a Sleep Number store, again, located on Texas Avenue, across from Chick-fil-A near Harvey Road.
Everyone likes to make decisions and feel important. So in the workplace, why is it only managers get to make decisions and feel important? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. If you run a business, you simply must make it easy for customers to find you online in an organic search, because that's how people buy today. They search Google, and your website must come up near the top of that search. If it doesn't, you're losing business. Step one is to know your website score. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com to instantly get your free website score and analysis. It's a free service from Boostability. Go to myfreewebsitereport.com, myfreewebsitereport.com.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
What people need and seldom get in the workplace is responsibility.
In effect, take the big action or make a difference that actually affects the outcome of what we're doing. People have to be able to make important decisions.
Dennis Bakke, author of the book Joy at Work, says typically the top 10% of managers make all the decisions.
This is why it's so difficult to actually make a fun workplace. But what we have to come to realize is, as leaders, that we are making it impossible for the other 90% to realize their very human nature, and that is to make decisions and hold themselves responsible.
In his own business, Dennis has turned over a lot of the decision-making to people on the front line. And interestingly,
99.9% of the time, the decision was exactly the same as it would have been if the boss would have made it. However, the difference was miraculous in terms of how people felt about their job. And we did really come pretty close, I think, to creating the most fun workplace in human history.
Because making decisions, says Dennis, is the best part of any job. And when you give people the responsibility to make those decisions, they take it very seriously.
And they really go out and find out the right answer. They don't want to just depend on themselves. We all want to have help because we know we're responsible for the decision. The reality is, if you create an environment where people hold themselves, can hold themselves responsible, that's what they do. That's part of having fun.
You can link to Dennis's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council last night approved nearly $7 million of budget amendments. You can read the list online at WTAW.com. Most of the attention was taking $225,000 from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund to contribute towards the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War display that will open this December in Belgium, then move here in 2 years to a permanent home. James Benham was part of the unanimous vote.
This is a legitimate and good purpose to expenditure of hotel tax funds. The fact that the very people who collect and benefit them are behind it as well also speaks very clearly.
Expenditures also includes $280,000 for an assessment of transportation and facility capital needs as part of a bond issue proposed to go to voters next year. The council also spent nearly $2.5 million from last month's sale of city-owned property in Northgate at Welburn and Church. Councilman John Nichols noted more than $1 million going to street improvements. It was a year ago this week the city of College Station announced a Houston developer would be buying property in Northgate that included the original City Hall. A month since the sale closed, the new owner is still trying to remove the operators of Cafe Excel. The restaurant owners have appealed a Justice of the Peace eviction order from earlier this month and want a jury to decide if they're entitled to stay. The first county court at law hearing in the appeal has been scheduled for 2 weeks from today. The lawyer representing Asset Plus Realty says Cafe Excel has occupied the building in off-street parking rent-free since January 15th. The restaurant owners say that when they paid last month to the city through the they paid rent last month to the city through the end of February. The city then issued a refund for a portion of the end of the lease. The future growth of Blinn College's Brazos County campuses was the subject of a special Board of Trustees meeting in Bryan.
Headcount is approaching 13,000. Trustees were told that number will go up by 2,400 in 3 years, and by the year 2025, the total is projected to be 20,000. There are ideas, but no decisions yet about accommodating the additional students, faculty, and staff. Trustee Leon Toltman called on assistance from A&M, which gets thousands of Blinn transfer students.
If they would let us have 10, 12 acres to build us a new building for a campus, we would be so much better off, and we know where we're going in the future.
State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham participated in the meeting, says that's been done elsewhere.
I was a part of something in the Woodlands area where we built what we call a MITSE, and we were able to get a tuition revenue bond. That was a partnership between Sam Houston State University and Lone Star College.
Building options also include expanding at Bryan's current campus, take over former retail space, and relocating on 50 acres offered to the Blinn Foundation at an undisclosed location. Addressing the current lack of classrooms, the trustees approved more than $2 million of projects to be completed in the next 3 to 6 months. District President Harold Nolte says that includes a new computerized scheduling system and hiring someone to manage the software.
When we're to use that software, we'll find out where our spaces are that we need to go ahead and put classes in.
10 former classrooms will return to their original purpose. That means moving offices, labs, and other functions into portable buildings. Trustees also approved splitting a large classroom into two at the College Park Center building, and the Student Center banquet room will be turned into a student study area with space for more food service. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
American Airlines says regional jet service will continue with no impact at Easterwood Airport and its other destinations, but there will be changes at the American Eagle subsidiary. That's after the pilots union rejected labor cost concessions sought by Eagle in exchange for getting new jets. Eagle's president issued a statement to employees that the parent company will find more cost-effective carriers to fly larger jets. That will lead to a reduction in Eagle's fleet and related staffing, according to the president, in the coming years. The ruling council for the Eagle Pilots Union turned down the contract offer without sending it to members for a vote. A statement issued by the union leaders noted Eagle was asking too much after pilots gave up benefits and work rules in 2012 when American's parent company AMR was in bankruptcy. Statements from the union and Eagle's president are online at WTAW.com. Low-income families interested in Habitat for Humanity's home ownership program can ask questions about it this Saturday.
We're hosting an informational meeting for families that might be interested in building a home with Habitat for Humanity. You're going to have to buy the home. It's not a free home. We provide a zero-interest 20- to 30-year mortgage, so you do need to have a job or a source of income to pay a mortgage. And then we ask you to be a willing partner in the program. You will be involved in building the house yourself, attending classes on home ownership, things like budgeting and maintenance, and then you'll actually pay the mortgage payments as well.
Habitat Communications Director Ryan Pierce says attendees don't need to bring anything to attend. The meetings tomorrow will be held at the Habitat Education Center located at 119 Lake Street in Bryan off of South College. Two will be in English at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and then one in Spanish at 11. Pierce says volunteers are always needed for construction.
We also need volunteers for committees. We have a committee that selects all the families to build the homes, and we have committees that help support the families, teach these home ownership classes on things like budgeting and home maintenance. And then we can always take volunteers in our office and at the Habitat ReStore.
Volunteer and organizational information can be found at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News time is 6:38. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
It's about 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny and breezy for today, with high temperatures making their way up to 70 to 75. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Beautiful weekend in store for the region, especially tomorrow. Lots of sun. Highs will be 65 to near 70. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 50. We'll start with sunshine Sunday, then clouds will increase during the day. Highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
To say
There's no agenda here. I think you got to question that.
I would agree wholeheartedly. And when you hear the rest of the story, you will too. That's Coach Sumlin about the NCAA Rules Committee proposing a change for the 2014 season to slow things down. Speeding things up, however, in overtime, the Aggie basketball team came back and beat Georgia. We'll have more on that, plus the Bryan Vikings are in a district tiebreaker, all coming up in sports in about 12 minutes.
We missed a day tomorrow.
We missed a day tomorrow?
Uh-huh. Right. Single Women's Recovery Day. It's when all chocolate goes 75% off.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Look for that. Find that wherever you possibly can. Yeah, that very well could be there. Yeah. But, you know, if it's really good chocolate, are they going to do that? I mean, it's not the same as,
not for really good chocolate.
It'll be all the mini Mars bars and things
Exactly. You'll be able to go in there and you know, maybe even Halloween. Throw some Halloween candy in there.
Yeah.
All right, I occasionally watch the Colbert Report. And
it's funny.
It is. It's pretty dadgum good television. And the discussion that he had, had a couple of segments yesterday that were kind of, or I guess from 2 days ago, were pretty interesting because they talked about the whole Francois Hollande thing and how he had dumped the woman who he had been kind of partnered with, who he wasn't married to, and apparently was sneaking around with some actress. So they had already printed up the invitations that had the original lady on there, and they had to reprint those and take those off and just put the president and nobody else. And so that causes a seating arrangement problem because, you know, you need to be able to put the Mrs. next to the Mr. and all that stuff. And so there wasn't going to be any Mrs. And so they had to find somebody that could sit in the right place. And they chose, actually, Colbert to sit where the First Lady of France would have been. So he immediately on his show declared himself the First Lady of France. and they threw roses at him, which was pretty good. So they did that segment, and then he talked about how here it was a week after the big one-sided victory, and they were still talking about it. He said that it was the one-sided victory of Bill O'Reilly over President Obama, and any place that Bill O'Reilly could talk about it, he would. And he said, however, you'll remember that I was on his show and he was on my show, but he said, I did something different. He said, I stole the microwave from his green room. And they show it. So we're going to pick up the audio.
Folks, what you are looking at... Folks, what you are looking at here is the actual microwave oven I stole from Bill O'Reilly's green room. Okay? This is it.
Here comes the line, though, as he pops it open.
I had to, folks, because this carousel right here, technically... makes this a spin zone.
That is brilliant.
It was. I was standing there going, that's pretty smart television. Pretty good.
Brilliant.
So what he's going to do is he's going to put it up on eBay, and he's going to auction it off, and the proceeds are going to go to help veterans. But, the carousel inside the microwave in the green room.
It is a spin zone.
The yellow fund, the yellow ribbon fund is where the money's going to go. But that's kind of fun.
That is awesome.
Yep. Justice Department, Antitrust Division will review Comcast's $45 billion deal to buy Time Warner Cable, which consumer advocacy groups say would allow Comcast to hike prices. You think that's going to happen? I can't imagine. You think they're going to raise prices? Yeah. Oh, and it says an act. See, this is what you do. You want to get people supporting you? This is what the consumer advocates group say. It's going to make them act like a bully. So they're using the B word to see if they can get the Federal Trade Commission to stop the...
In this case, I don't disagree.
Oh, well, it's going to happen. But what do you want? Look, I've told you this. One of these days, there's going to be two of everything, and that's it. There's just going to be two of them. And there'll be collusion, and we'll pay the same price no matter who it is. But, yeah, I'm just saying.
And we'll like it!
That's right, you will. Busy day for President Obama. He's speaking to the House Democrats at their issues retreat. That'll be in Maryland's Eastern Shores. And then he heads out to California. So you're spending your day, the morning with Democrats, and the rest of the day in California. That's a glimpse of the real world. Bunch of politicians over on the East Coast, then going to California. By the way, he'll be stopping at the Sunnylands. That'd be the Walter Annenberg Estate in Rancho Mirage, where he'll be visiting with King Abdullah of Jordan. Once again, those people are really in the real world. They think, act, dress, and eat just like us. Just saying.
Sure they do.
And Ted Cruz has introduced legislation in the Senate aimed to stop the Obama administration from forcing gay marriage on all 50 states. That's the way they're putting it. A similar bill has been introduced in the House. The bill doesn't stand much of a chance, really, in the Senate, but nonetheless, he's able to roll it out there. And really, that's about all that's going on. It is pretty
They didn't do anything yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't, which is, once again.
They were watching curling.
That's what it was. Well, that and also they could probably curl on Pennsylvania Avenue because it was pretty nasty up there.
Yeah.
And I think they still got some ice and that sort of thing. But, again, I think that saves us money. It's
I would agree.
646.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town. And it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Green is the basic building block of most fine Texas landscapes. In fact, you could do an entire landscape and never use anything but green. You might be surprised at how good it ended up looking. When it comes to landscaping, green is good. Nonetheless, there are times when you want something a little more flashy, and red leaf plants are some of the showiest. There are many fine choices, but you have to pick and choose them wisely. That's what I'll help you do right after this message.
It's almost finished, and it's going to be the most beautiful comprehensive book I've ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's a completely new book that combines the best of my complete guide to Texas gardening, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. We're going to print it right here in Texas. The special pre-order price is just $24.95. It's the lowest price we will ever offer. Once we commit to a press count in a few days, the price will go up. It will never come back to $24.95 again. Or our best offer, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. Shipping and handling for either offer, $7. The book will be released during March. It will be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
If you're looking for red leaf plants, let's go through a list fairly quickly. Now, this is in no regard to flowers, just the color of the foliage. Some of our shade trees have red or purplish red foliage, like Japanese maples. They're wonderful, and there are several really good purple red types. They do tend to burn in the summer, especially in the western half of the state. They must have the shade and ample moisture, but Japanese maples are very popular. Forest pansy red buds and all red plums are very attractive trees that have vividly maroon red leaves in the spring. Now, all red plums are better than most of the other purple leaf plums, and forest pansy red buds are outstanding. Barberries have reddish leaves. Now, they're brilliant in the spring. They do fade a bit in the summer, and they have to have shade in the afternoon. I'm not a big barberry fan, but a lot of people are. If you're willing to bridge over to purple leaf plants, no group has so hit the big time as fringe flowers, loropetalums. They've gone from unknowns to mainstay plants in the last 10 or 15 years. But they do tend to wear out, especially in alkaline soils and when water is short. So you need to replace them every 8 or 10 years. I really have kind of grown tired of fringe flowers, but that's personal preference. Nandinas are brilliant red and reddish orange during the winter, and then their new growth is red in the spring and summer. I love nandinas. Certain junipers will develop a plum red color in the winter and then steel blue during the growing season. Purple winter creeper euonymus changes from green to maroon with the arrival of fall's cold weather. I love purple winter creeper as a ground cover.
Fall color is an added bonus. Chumard red oak with a great fall color, and Chinese pistachio is cherry red in the fall. Even crepe myrtles will often turn lush shades of red and orange in late fall. Ornamental pears, although they don't live very long, do have beautiful red, orange, yellow, and purple fall color. As far as annuals are concerned, there are lots of them with red leaves. Copper plants are great. Firebush is reddish in the summer and bronze red in the fall. Burgundy Sun and Plum Parfait Coleus are equally showy in sun or part shade. Texan research found them to be sun tolerant. And coxcomb, bloodleaf, oh, there's so many great red leaf plants. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. The number 14 Texas A&M women's basketball team had their largest comeback victory since 2003. Aggies stormed back from 16 down to beat Georgia 78-73, but it took overtime at Reed. Five ladies put up double figures in the W, but even with the win, Coach Gary Blair was a little upset.
Folks, I thought we were very lucky to only be down 12 at half. I'm tired of starting ball games at home like we've done against Tennessee, against LSU, and now against Georgia. We're better than that. We're ready to play. We got the game plan down. It doesn't matter what the other team does, but we miss the easy shots early, and then we start settling for shots. And I loved my fight on the team. They let me get after them pretty good at half.
And it seemed to work out. The Aggies are now 12-1 at home this season, and they'll take the court again Sunday in Alabama with a tip-off set for noon. The NCAA Football Rules Committee is proposing a change for the 2014 season that would strike a major blow to up-tempo spread-style offenses. Alabama coach Nick Saban and Arkansas coach Brett Bielema voiced their concerns about the efforts for the up-tempo no-huddle on their player safety board for the NCAA committee that passed the proposal to slow these attacks down. From snapping the ball, the offense can only snap the ball within 29 seconds on the 40-second play clock. Here's Coach Sumlin's take on the entire situation.
The issue here is that the issue of player safety has been unsubstantiated, number one. And number two, how this rule came about, how this proposal came about, without the other side or at least representatives from the other side of the issue being able to speak to the committee, and that's a concern, and particularly when you look at the three of the four coaches in there. I think Arkansas was 121st in the country in snaps per game. Alabama was 116th in the country in snaps per game. Air Force was 104th. You know, to say there's no agenda here, I think you got to question that.
We'll jump over now to high school athletics, where the Bryan Vikings will play a district tiebreaker game tonight in Huntsville at 7 o'clock. That time changed, by the way. It's against Lufkin to decide the final playoff spot for District 14-5A. Vikings and Panthers both finished their district schedules at 5-7. Tonight's game will be broadcast live on our sister station, 1150, The Zone. By the way, the first round of the playoffs in the Bye District is actually scheduled for February 17th and 18th. Texas A&M men's basketball head coach Billy Kennedy confirmed yesterday that freshman forward Devontae Fitzgerald will miss the remainder of the season due to an injury. The Atlanta, Georgia native suffered a knee injury late in the first half Wednesday in the 83-73 win over LSU. By the way, the guys are in Nashville this Saturday. Tomorrow, they'll take on Vandy. The tip-off for that game is at 12:30. Texas A&M baseball returns to the diamond for the first time this year to welcome the Northeastern Huskies. They'll be at Olsen Field for games Friday at 6:35, Saturday at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. The 8th-ranked Texas A&M softball team looks to continue its unbeaten start in the 2014 season this weekend as they host Oregon State, McNeese State, and Tulsa in the Aggie Classic. Here's Aggie coach Joe Evans.
We've gotten better and better and better. We're a team that's not peaked by any means in terms of what we've done in practice and in scrimmages. We're just going to keep getting better.
Aggies start the tournament 3 p.m. against Oregon State. Paul Stastny in the Olympics scored twice during a six-goal barrage in the second period, and Team USA Hockey answered a lot of questions about their offense as they mauled Slovakia 7-1. Up next, the Russians. They'll play tomorrow. Russian figure skater Yevgeny Plushenko was forced to withdraw from the Olympics with an injury. The four-time Olympic medalist then announced that he would retire. Had he have won a medal in this Olympics, he would become the most decorated men's figure skater in history. Texas A&M women's golf team, they're headed to Tallahassee this weekend to compete in the second annual Florida State matchup. That's at Southwood Golf Course. And the number 8 Texas A&M men's tennis team will face a familiar foe in number 6 Baylor in the first round of the ITA National Team Indoor Championships. That's in Houston, and that cranks up a little later on today. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Join us for the inaugural President's Day event, Saturday, February 15th at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The day begins with a free genealogy workshop from 9 a.m. until noon. Learn about the many different resources available to researchers through the National Archives and learn how to use different records by examining President Bush and his family records as an example. From 1 to 4 in the afternoon, join us for an afternoon of presidential fun. The Mount Rushmore presidents will be roaming around and posing for pictures. Crafts and activities for children will take place in the classroom, and local celebrities will be reading presidential books to children. The day concludes with a free showing of the HBO documentary film 41 beginning at 5:30. Writer and producer Jeff Roth will introduce the film and sign copies of the DVD afterward. DVDs can be purchased on site or in advance through the museum store. For more information or to reserve your spot for the genealogy workshop or screening of 41, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/President's Day. The 2014 President's Day event, Saturday, February 15th at the Bush Library and Museum.
Brazos County taxpayers pay for additional part-time judges to assist the district courts. The purpose is to enable the elected judges to try more jury trials. Judge Smith uses the additional criminal law judge twice as much as the other district judges and tries 40% fewer jury trials.
I am Michelle Esparza. I'm qualified and committed to serving the people as a full-time judge. Brazos County taxpayers deserve a full-time judge in the 361st District Court again. Please vote for me on March 4th in the Republican primary.
Political ad paid for by and authorized by the Michelle Esparza campaign.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican state representative, District 12. It is an honor to serve this community where I have worked and raised my family for more than 20 years. I've been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 4th. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
This month, Rattlers has specials for just about everyone. Want breakfast but in a hurry and want a great deal? Stop by any Rattlers convenience store and buy any Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich and grab a small cup of coffee or any small fountain drink for free. Has the cold weather and traffic got you down, or are you just plain running out of energy? Then get any two robust energy drinks for only $3. Of course, don't forget there's still lots of sports on TV, so pick up an 18-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $16.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Star Furniture's having the President's Day sale to remember. Low, low holiday sale prices of 20 to 50% off store-wide. And if that's not enough, take an extra discount equal to the sales tax on top of those incredible holiday savings. Just through Monday, choose from the largest, most beautiful selection of furniture, all 20 to 50% off, plus an extra tax discount. See store for details. Star's President's Day sale ends Monday. Star Furniture, different by design.
Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-8 service means overtime coverage for you with no overtime charge. You come home, your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. 690-2278. Great numbers. 73 today, 67 tomorrow, 75 on Sunday, 80 on Monday, 75 on Tuesday, about the same on Wednesday. Those are the highs. That's not bad. 44 right now. Chill factor is 40. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station.